Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Thank you. Station ID at the top of each hour. And you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Betty are the members of the radio team that are with me today. I'm almost always here, and a couple of our radio team take turns, and PJ and Betty, you guys are here a lot too, though, you know, and it's a joy, though. We love doing this show, and it's 2 hours, and used to be an hour when we first started in 07, and that didn't last long. We went to 90 minutes right away, and then eventually we went to 2 hours, and still, we have more to talk about when we get off the air.
I'm sorry. I was just remembering, because I was part of that discussion when going from 90 minutes
to 2 hours.
How are you going to fill up the time?
Right.
How are you going to make it last 2 hours?
That's just funny, isn't it?
It is now, yeah.
Because we have a lot to say. This show is all about teaching practical application of the Word of God in our lives. And today we're in 2 Timothy. We are in chapter 3, and we're about ready for verse 14. But before we get there, Betty, would you tell them about our Thursday night show, which has been going on since September of 14? Go Yard.
Go Yard, hitting a home run in life.
Uh-huh.
What a show. Two fantastic people that I absolutely love is Pastor Marcia. Known as Mama Mac.
That's right.
And
who drives a mini Mac.
Who drives a mini Mac. And we have Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Right.
Licensed
mental health counselor.
Mental
and PhD.
Health counselor, mm-hmm. Yes.
And PhD.
PhD. And she is a very, very, very down to earth, tell it like it is counselor.
Boy, she is.
And she is. And I tell you, some of the subjects that you guys have talked about have been enlightening, not to me, but to other members of the community and to the listening audience. It's an open discussion, you know, call in, text in, email. I mean, all of the windows are open for you to be able to communicate on the subject matter that they're speaking about. And it's a joy to listen to. It's uplifting, and I've learned a lot just, you know, since September. Free, and it's free.
And it's free counseling.
Free counseling, you know. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
We started a series last Thursday night called The Problem with Passivity, which is, it turned out to be an excellent show, and we didn't begin to get done with everything we want to talk about. So that's going to be part two this week. This show airs on the Tan Talk Radio Network, which is what we're on right now. Each Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. on this station. Then Starcom Media picks it up and it goes out. Last week, our Go Yard show was played 4 times in the Starcom network, media network. And so that originates in Oklahoma and then feeds out to 400 affiliates. So it's going all over the place. And so we have gotten texts. We have gotten calls. If you want to text in during this show, we don't take call-ins during this show, but we do take texts, and it comes straight to my phone right here beside me in the control room. And that number is 727-888-4171, which is the same number we use in the Go Yard show. So that text number can be used 24/7, 365, no matter where you are in the globe. And again, that number is 727-888-4171. Feel free to use it with your questions, your comments, or pray for me because, and fill in the blank, whatever that may be. So that is Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. This show is every Sunday afternoon live in the Tampa Bay Network at 3:00 to 5:00. We are talking today about fired up with purpose, and we are giving you this point today, and we're going to make it very strongly here in the next few minutes, that unless you get into the Word of God, unless you desire to learn what God wants to teach you, unless you spend time in the Word in whatever format, going to church, listening to a sermon, Getting your Bible and reading. That's just the best way. Get your Bible and start reading. There's so many wonderful new modern translations out there now that will help you understand it better. The Living Bible, the Message Bible that I teach out of, the New International Version Bible, the New American Standard Bible. There's so many. And, of course, there's Pastor Jim's favorite.
Well, that would be New American Standard.
Oh, okay. I started instead of King James. Okay.
Well, I do like the King James, but that's more Nan's version.
Oh, that's Nan's. Okay, yeah. but we have so many translations, there's no excuse. And we have it on our phone. There's Bible apps all over the place.
So, I love my Bible apps.
You know, you can, in traffic at a red light, you can be listening to the Word of God or whatever. And so we are going to talk now in this hour about the importance of the Word in your life if you want to truly find out God's purpose for you on a daily basis. Now, we're not talking about your purpose as a whole, like, should I be a realtor? I made that decision 24 years ago. Should I be a realtor? I guess the decision every day is, should I continue to be a realtor today? But you know what I'm saying? It's not about that. We're talking about our spiritual purpose, what we accomplish for the kingdom of God on a daily basis. Or do we just coast through life and never give it any thought, never pick up our Bibles? Maybe they're in the trunk of your car. You pull up to church and you unlock the trunk, pull it out, put it back in after church, and that's it. And that's the only time you ever touch it. We hope that's not the case. However, if it is, this second hour is really going to bless you. And it's going to hopefully open your eyes to the truth of the power and the fact that God's Word is alive. We're going to start this second hour with a song by Rodney Howard Brown, Holy Spirit, Thou Art Welcome. Let the Holy Spirit work on you right now. Be sensitive to Him. Dear Heavenly Father, You are welcome right now. Lord, we ask that You move in the hearts of our people listening, wherever they may be, that You move in their heart and give them a desire this day for Your Word to come alive in them. Lord, we thank you for the anointing upon your word that breaks the yoke in our lives and that causes us to draw close to you. Your word says as we draw close to you, you will draw close to us. And so, Lord, we purpose to do that, and we're going to learn why we need to be in your word. And we thank you for your precious word in Jesus' name. Amen. We were talking in the first hour about how Paul was saying to his spiritual son, Timothy, that there's going to be bad times. There's going to be difficult times. But I love verse 14, Pastor Jim, when Paul says, don't let this faze you. Stick with what you learned and believed, sure of the integrity of your teachers, why you took in the sacred scriptures with your mother's milk. There's nothing like the written word of God. And then there's more here about the word of God. You want to talk about that, PJ, where Paul is coming from? He's leaving a legacy, isn't he?
Yes, he
parting words here.
And these are great parting words because he said, you must continue into the things that you learn and have been assured of, not the things you think of or think you might believe in, but the things that you're assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them. And I think that's important. That shows that relationship between Paul and Timothy.
It does.
You know, look at me. And he says it elsewhere all through these letters to Timothy. Look at me, follow what I've taught you, follow my pattern of life. And that's what he's saying here. You know me, you've been with me, you've seen,
amen,
the Message Bible says you've seen my integrity, basically,
right.
And I think that's important. That's I'm sure one of the reasons why James says teachers will be judged,
yes,
more sharply, is because not only is it just orthodoxy of word, it's orthodoxy of life. People need to be able to pattern their lives after us. And that's what Paul was saying here. And he said, and besides that, you've known the scriptures since you were a little baby.
Right.
Like I said earlier, he grew up in a partially Jewish household. So obviously, grandma was Jewish,
right,
read him the scriptures. His mama read him. I mean, I bet he just Lois and Eunice. I bet he just sat on their knee,
right,
and learned the scripture from a child.
Yes, he did.
You know, how incredible was that? Which I think made him ripe. I don't want to sound wrong, but ripe for the picking when Paul came by.
Right, sure.
You know, he was ready to hear
the
message.
He was ready to hear it.
Because he always studied the prophets
right,
and the law. And the writings, he was ready to get saved. And sure enough, he did.
Amen. And he became convinced, you know, as he followed Paul and missionary work. And Paul is reminding him, don't let persecution and opposition faze you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Just remember what you know about the promises of God. And dear listener, that is for all of us today. Don't let the circumstances of life, the persecution, the things that happen, the unfortunate circumstances that happen to you, don't let them take you away from the truth of God's promises for you, because his promises are yes and amen, and they never fail. And Betty talked to us about that. Let's not give in to this discouragement that happens to so many people. You know, Betty?
No. And I think that, you know, as we get closer to Jesus coming back, that the enemy is going to try to discourage us.
Oh, absolutely he is.
Of getting into his word. And what I think God's word is equipping us. It's like a training tool.
Amen.
For a lot of us.
Yes.
To get up and you know, extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one with that shield of faith.
Right.
Is that you wouldn't know that unless you read the word.
Right.
And you got to get the word down inside of you so that you can be ready, be on guard for on a daily basis anymore. It just seems like you walk out the door and, you know, you get a phone call and something's gone wrong, or you get in the car won't start. And instead of being discouraged, that's what the enemy wants, is just for you to start your day out with prayer. Start out your day.
Amen.
I mean, energize yourself, you know, with the word of God, because it will do that for
you.
And a lot of people, I don't have time for that. You know, I've got to get my workout in, or, you know, I've got to get to work. I'm late for work. Well, you know, if you have a Bible app, turn it on. Turn it on while you're getting ready for work and let that word circulate. Because a lot of times if you listen to things, you remember them. A lot of people don't have time to read. Well, listen, because your mind will pick up that word of God. And it's like, where did I hear that at this morning? Oh, it was from the word of God.
That's right.
And it is. God's word is energizing.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's all about the word. Our slogan at Beacon of Hope is where the word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
Amen.
It's all about the word. Pastor Jim, go ahead.
Well, and I was going to, God pointed out to me earlier in the show, Proverbs 29:18. Without a vision, without a prophetic revelation, the people, well, some translations say the people perish, the people are unrestrained.
Right.
You brought that to me when Betty talked in the first hour about, you know, people being lazy and complacent. If we don't have that vision, which we get from the word, we're either going to be lazy, we're going to perish, or we're just going to be unrestrained, we're just going to go off and do our own thing.
Right.
And yet that comes from the word, because the word is empowered. The word is God's revelation to us. So without that, we just kind of lose our focus. We lose our direction. And we lose our purpose.
Whoa. And the word is alive. And we're going to get to Hebrews in a minute. But let's, I agree with everything you're both saying. In verse 14, basically 15 here in 2 Timothy 3, in the Message Bible, Paul says, there's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed. And I don't remember, I didn't write in my Bible what that Greek word is there, but I know it means
theopneustos.
God breathed. What is it? Say it again, scholar.
Theopneustos.
Of course it is. And it means God breathed and useful one way or another, showing us, here's what that God breathed word does. It shows us truth. Love this. Exposes our rebellion. This is what it says in the Message Bible. Corrects our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us. Do you want to read those verses in your translation there, Pastor Jim?
Yeah.
New King James, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a little bit of my paraphrasing going on.
All right.
All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that word, God breathed, because before...
So what is it again in Greek?
Theopneustos.
Okay.
Theopneustos?
Something like that.
Theopneustos.
All righty.
Because it literally means breathed out by God.
Yeah.
And, you know, inspired... Normally, a lot of translations say is all scripture is inspired. In fact, New King James does, but I popped in the literal word there. And it, to me, being God-breathed goes a step beyond inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can read.
I can read a good book and get inspired, right?
A good book and get inspired. But that's not the same as being God-breathed.
No, it's not.
That means the very life of God is in the word.
Yes.
And that means when I read it, the very life of God becomes a part of
me. Yes, amen.
I mean, that's kind of the in-breathed part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes a part of me because it is God's living revelation of himself.
Yes.
When we read the word, when we partake of it, I mean, we talk a lot about feeding on the word and all that. It's so true.
It is true.
Because the word is alive. As we read it, memorize it, meditate on it, God's life in his word becomes part of our life.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's so important because then, we know it's good for guiding us. It makes us complete. It equips us. You know, Betty, you've talked about that quite a bit throughout the show. It equips us for every good work.
Yes. Yep. And it exposes, as Paul says here, exposes our rebellion and corrects our mistakes. So, you know, when we're reading, we may read a passage and we realize, wait a minute, I'm harboring unforgiveness. And Jesus spoke about that a lot, about forgiveness or something else. You know, whatever it might be, God has a way of allowing us to find those passages that come off the page at us. We call those the rhema word. The Greek word for that is the rhema word that comes alive to you. The whole word of God is the logos in Greek, which is just the whole word. But when something hits you right between the eyes, you know, whoa, that was for me. That verse was for me. That's the rhema word. Betty talked to us about how God has a way of just bringing the right thing right when we need it. Praise God.
Yeah, you know, that is a praise God, because all Scripture was inspired by God. And one of the really neat things about it is that you may have read that same Scripture 4 or 5 times. You mm-hmm. may have heard it, you know, being preached from the pulpit. And then all of a sudden, there's something that has transpired in your life, and you read that Scripture, and it's like one of those, you know, man, I could have had a V8, you know, one of those things where you bonk you on the forehead.
Right. And the aha becomes, moment?
Yeah, the aha, mm-hmm. And you realize that, oh, I needed that Scripture.
Right.
And it could be read by you. It could be sent to you by a friend. Or, again, you hear it from the pulpit, and you think, well, wow, you know, that, it's almost like lights come on or a light bulb comes on above your head. It's like, that was for me.
Mm-hmm. It is so like that.
Or a prophecy that comes from, you know, from the word, you know, from the Lord, is that how inspiring that is, how it's almost like getting a B12 shot. You come alive.
Amen.
I mean, it speaks to you almost as if Jesus was standing there before you and said, you know, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, okay, I'll shut up. But that's not what that means. It means listen to what God has.
Amen. I love the end of this in the Message Bible. The last sentence of chapter 3 of 2 Timothy says, through the word we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us. You know, when we sit around and worry about our purpose, we're not accomplishing our purpose, okay? Worry's a sin, by the way, rooted in fear. So when we sit around and worry about, oh, am I doing what God wants me to do? Am I doing what? I don't know. Am I doing? Please, God, tell me. You know, instead, if we get in the Word of God and allow Him to speak to us through His precious Word, then this happens. Through the Word, we are put together and shaped up for the task God has for us. Whoa. Dr. Angel was talking the other night on Go Yard about how she had a goal to run a 5K, and when she first started this adventure a few weeks back, she couldn't even run to the mailbox. Do you remember that, Betty? You were listening to it.
Yes.
And then she said she just started that much, and then she just kept it up and kept it up and kept extending it, and then pretty soon she ran her 5K, and now she's going for more. But, you know, isn't that the way we need to be? Sometimes we sit down and people, don't do this. Don't open your Bible to Genesis 1 and say, all right, I guess I'm going to read the Bible. Because a lot of people do that, Pastor Jim, and they get lost by the end of the first chapter or the second chapter. Or they get into the stuff in Leviticus and Numbers and they go, this isn't helping me at all. Don't do that. Start with the book of John in the New Testament. You want to speak to that, Pastor Jim, before we do this song?
Sure. I would either recommend a topical Bible study. I know, although those many years ago.
Yeah, that's good.
I went through the whole Campus Crusade for Christ Bible study series.
Right.
But then again, they had to start out with John also.
Right. So, that's right. A lot of people do.
Which is a great idea. John's great. Definitely start out maybe John or Mark.
Psalms. I love people to get in the Psalms.
Get into the Psalms. Ugh. Paul's letters are great.
Oh, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. They're small and you can get through them quickly.
Yeah, and another way you might be able to wade through some of the Old Testament would be, I mean, there's some really good devotionals out there that have scripture, like daily scripture attached to them. That God kind of led me away from reading big chunks to reading smaller parts from devotionals. And that's working, you know, praise God.
Yes.
That's a good thing for
However
me.
He speaks to
right.
us.
Right. And so, but that way I get a little bit of Old Testament, a little bit of New.
Yeah.
So you don't get, because it's easy, like you said, to kind of drown in right. the Old Testament.
Right.
Especially, I mean, especially if you've never read any of it before, it's easy to get kind of lost in there.
Well, and I would recommend that we have over 300 shows of our shows, probably close to 400 now. What number is this show? 425 or something. So we have tons of shows on our Beacon of Hope website, which is bohmglobal.com. You can go there and get a lot of word in you as you listen to those shows. Put them on, get your headphones on at night. If you can't sleep, wake up and listen to a show. A lot of people do that. They're there for you to use. So we're going to do a song right now that is such a great song. And Pastor Jim, the group Big Daddy Weave, I don't know anything about them, but we play a lot of their music. Maybe you know something about them.
Well, yeah, I believe, if I'm correct, Mike Weaver, who's Big Daddy Weave.
Okay.
He was a big man. He went on a diet and lost a whole bunch of weight. So
all right.
Kind of like Little
okay,
Daddy
Little
Weave.
Daddy Weave. Okay.
But great group. They've got some great worship songs out there. And this is the song that he's doing is a great cover of a song by Mercy Me.
Okay. And it's Word of God Speak.
Word of God Speak.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak. Myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, I hear your voice, and Word of God speak, would you pour down? Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay.
And the funny thing is, it's okay.
Wow. Wow, Betty, talk to us about that.
Well, you know, you were talking Big Daddy Weave. He was a native of Pensacola, Florida.
Really? You got some history for us.
Yeah, well, he's one of my faves. He has a lot of the Word of God really came alive to him in one of his songs called Redeemed, he realized that that's when God's Word really spoke to him. And it was just amazing what the Word of God can do, that you don't have to turn to other alternatives to find an answer.
Amen.
That the Word, the Bible has everything in it that you would ever need to find an answer for any of the problems or issues that you're facing. Turn to the Word of God and find the truth.
So through the Word, you're saying we are put together and shaped up for the task God has for us to do. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, and thank you for sharing that, Betty. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, and we're going to verse 12, I believe, and 13. Is that correct, Pastor Jim?
Yes, it is.
Let's go there, and you can read it in your translation, PJ. And we haven't even gotten to the parable of the sower. I don't think we're getting there today, because I want to do this Hebrews 4. So.
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from its sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
The word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. Talk to us about that, PJ, and then we'll get Betty's opinion here.
Well, it's living. It's not just dead words.
Right.
It's alive.
It's not a history book necessarily,
right,
although it is historically accurate.
Yeah, but it's alive, and that's why
it's alive.
That's what I stressed earlier, is it's living, it's alive, and when we read it, we take that life into us. It also says it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and interestingly enough, John's vision of Jesus in the book of Revelation, what came out of his mouth but a sharp two-edged sword,
right, which he's the Word of God.
And because he is the Word of God. And it says, it divides between soul and spirit. So many times today we think it's just body and soul. No, there's that third part. Mm-hmm. There's the spirit, and the Word of God is able to take that and really make that distinction between the two.
Give us an example.
Well, your spirit is where God lives.
Amen.
That's where God resides, in your spirit. Mm-hmm. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. It's that part of you that is kind of that intermediary between your body and your spirit. It's where you think, where you react, where you feel, in
right.
other words.
Right.
And the word is able to distinguish
right.
between that. And the word it kind of lays bare your thoughts. We touched on that earlier. Sometimes, you'll be reading the word and all of a sudden, oh, stop talking about me like that. You know,
right.
Because the word will point out something that you need to change.
Absolutely.
And the wonderful thing, though, about the word as opposed to people may say, you need to change. The word will say, okay, I'm going to point this out to you, but here's how you change, and you're changing. Just know I love you.
Exactly.
It's all kind of all that rolled
up
into the process.
The Holy Spirit does it.
Right. It's not that the word condemns. It shows and points the way out.
And as it does that, we have choices whether we accept what God's saying to us. I honestly think we do need to go to Matthew 13 real quick. I think we've got some time here. Let's go there, because this really goes with right along with what we're talking about, the power of the Word of God. It's a parable that Jesus told, and he was sitting by the lake, and all these people gathered around him in Matthew 13, and he starts to tell us this story, and I'm going to read it in my NIV. A farmer, this is verse, I'm not sure what, three?
Three.
A farmer goes out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places. This is another category, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. Here's the third one. But when, oh no, this is still part of the second one. When the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots. Here's the third one. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where produced a crop. 160, 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let them hear. And so the disciples begin to say, what's this all about? Right, Pastor Jim? And then we're going to get Betty's comment on this.
Yeah, they had no idea. And Jesus had to point out, okay, I'm fulfilling a prophecy here by speaking in parables.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they later, you know, they had to have him explain it to them. And because they had no idea. They probably figured, what is this farmer sowing seed stuff?
Right.
You know, what in the world are you talking about? And Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to speak in parables. I'm going to explain the kingdom of God through parables. And kings and prophets have been waiting to hear this.
Right. Exactly. So then we go down to verse 18. Betty, you want to read that and the explanation? You can comment there, and then we'll get Pastor Jim's take on that too.
Yeah. Let me get here. I'm going to be in the NIV.
Okay.
Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path.
Okay, stop right there a minute. We're going to take these in four segments then. This is the type of person who hears a little bit about God, but doesn't allow that word of God, which is the seed, to get down on the inside of them. Instead, it's just kind of a casual, oh yeah, I've heard there's the Bible. Yeah, the Bible. Talk to me about that, Betty, before we go on to the next category.
Well, I think that we're talking about how God's word can penetrate the heart.
Yes, we are.
That when you were talking about the two-edged sword, that God's word doesn't leave a scar. It leaves a permanent mark, but it's a mark that you can base the rest of your life on.
Okay.
You can base situations. But when you work or you live like in a farming community and you know that the soil that you plant in has to be fertile. Fertile
right.
means reading the word of God, getting the living water into that soil, into
yes.
you.
Yes.
So that you can understand and just not let it be, you know, a passing thing in the night. Or like what you were talking about earlier, about throwing your Bible in the trunk and then only getting it out on Sundays or whenever you feel the need to, is that it takes a lot of time for the Word of God to grow in you. It can take, you know, a minimum amount of time. It can take a long time, just depending on how deep you let it get into your
mm-hmm.
soul.
And this first category, it's not getting there at all, is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah. The evil one comes and snatches it away. The devil has a way to do that.
Well, yeah, it's
oh,
hard.
Yeah.
It's fallow ground.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it.
God
it's
says,
like
yeah, and God says in Hosea, break up the fallow ground
mm-hmm.
because it's just hard and it's just going to sit there on the surface and not do it. And it's going to be prey to all the animals.
Well, and people that make fun of the Word of God or people that say, I don't need that in my life. That's what we're talking about here with Category 1, right?
Yeah.
It just goes nowhere. The seed may be thrown out there on this person's heart, but it goes nowhere. Go ahead.
And every, you know, like a wind, you know, any wind of doctrine,
right.
blow it away.
right, anything.
The enemy can, you know, the enemy can scatter it and say, well, that's, you know, that's not what that means. If your spirit fell, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, and it's the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
And it lives in you, then that word will seed. It will take hold. It will stay there, and there's nothing that can take that away.
Amen.
And that's what the enemy's, one of the things that he likes to do is to take the Word of God and turn it around and make it so that it doesn't seem like truth.
Right.
And that's where the seed comes in, and that's where the soil is, that you've got to plant. You've got to get that Word of God down deep, you know, inside of you. Well, you may take you reading it 7, 8, 27 times. It doesn't matter how many times you read it. Maintain it. Retain it. And find and realize what it can do when you do retain it, just like a seed in the soil.
Exactly. So this first seed, this first example, it goes nowhere. The second one is verse 20 here of Matthew 13. Pastor Jim, why don't you take the second one and read it and explain it real quick, and then we'll go back to Betty for the third one.
But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a little while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all gone to those meetings and we get a hold of something.
Right.
And we think, oh, this is the word of God I've been waiting for. This is the revelation I need for my life. And yet if we don't have enough soil for it to take root, people say, oh, okay, come on. Does God really heal?
Right. The answer is yes.
Well, yes, obviously.
Amen.
But if you're trying to walk in your healing,
right?
You got a hold of a rhema word about your healing. People are going to, they may persecute you for that, because I like the way it says that when persecution arises because of the word, going back to what we talked about, what Paul said, those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. It all fits.
Right.
And you try and walk according to the word, pattern mm-hmm. your life after the word.
Yes.
People are going to misunderstand. They're going to think you're nuts.
They're some crazy fool. Yeah,
they're going to persecute you. And unless you have root, all the fruit that you could have produced is just going to wither on the vine.
There you go.
Because it's not going to be able to draw any nourishment.
Right.
Without rooting ourselves in the word.
We got to have more than just an occasional verse or two here.
Right. Because that way it draws strength,
right,
you know, from the Holy Spirit and produces fruit. Without that, it just comes up and dries up.
Amen. Okay, third category. Let's get it in here, Betty. Starting with verse 22. Go ahead.
22. Got it. Let me go down. Let me scroll down here.
Scroll. She's on her phone.
Yes. I'm using my Bible app.
All right.
I can switch to your verse. I can switch to the verses and realize what you're talking about.
So you're not talking about a scroll that you're pulling off of the wall, right, like Jesus did.
No, that would be me.
Hey, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
All right, you're scrolling on your phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm scrolling up. Okay, the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful.
Yeah.
But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces the crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
Okay, talk about that category 3, verse 22 first.
Well, I can refer to that because we're surrounded by farmers
mm-hmm.
and their soil, and how the good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. One of the things you may have to do is that if you don't understand the Word of God, is there are resources that are available to you, you know, through the internet or
like
through
the show.
Yes, the show, a Christian bookstore,
right?
Where they may have something, you know, that you don't quite understand. I mean, there's books written. You've written books about this, the same thing.
Yes, I have.
About when you hear the Word of God, let it penetrate you. And that word just keeps coming back, is that it will produce, when we say a crop, it will produce in you something yielding 160 or 30 times what
Amen.
Was sown. Your Woo. Finances sown into Beacon of Hope Ministries
mm-hmm.
can, if you sow that seed, watch it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them be able to take that seed and make it grow, you know, into the Word of God, into a ministry, that it will prosper.
Exactly.
That it will take it further than what you could ever imagine.
Amen.
I mean, I think that's a good illustration, is sowing seed mm-hmm. into a ministry such as, you know, Beacon of Hope Ministries.
Well, it is, and letting that really produce the crop. But, you know, back in a minute ago, verse 22 just keeps hitting me as I'm sitting here listening to you and looking at this. There's that third category where people hear the word, but the word is sown among thorns. And the thorns are the worries and the deceitfulness of wealth, the things that distract us. I think this is really a whole thing of distraction in the third category. Pastor Jim, you want to talk about that? And then we'll get back to Betty on this.
Yeah, it's definitely distraction. It's letting other things come in between you and the word.
Exactly.
You know, the word takes, it's got to have room to grow. And if you're worried, then that's taking up room that mm-hmm. the word needs mm-hmm. to have, basically.
Right.
Also, it takes up those thorns. They take up root space that the word needs.
Oh, okay.
You know, think about it. I mean, you're growing up with thorns. Their roots have got to go somewhere.
Right.
So
they're sucking the water.
They're sucking the, mm-hmm. they're just sucking the
life,
nutrients
right.
right out of the word.
Right.
And worry will do that. Anything placed in front of the word.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Would do that.
So important.
Yeah, it is. And if I can just interject something here real quick, this was the parable that brought me finally to a fully understanding my need for Jesus.
Really? Okay.
I was in Campus Crusade. I was going out witnessing, thinking I was saved this whole time. But we had studied this parable at our Bible study. And for once, there was nobody it's like everybody got raptured out of the residence hall. There was nobody to go witness to. So the leader of the Bible study asked me if there's anything I wanted to talk about. And I said, yes, because I'd looked at my life and I was like a lot more stony and a lot more weedy than I wanted to be.
Right.
And that was the day that's the day I marked that the day I got saved, because
wow.
I understood where my life was. And that I needed to change. And it was this parable out of Matthew 13 that got me to that point.
Praise God. Woo! Listen to this song, and we're going to hear back from Betty and Pastor Jim in just a minute.
Just bless your name. Thank you, Lord.
Terry McCallum.
Oh, we welcome you in this place, Lord.
Welcome into your heart today.
We welcome a new thing that we've never known before. We welcome the river of God to flow mightily through the streets of our cities, God. Hallelujah. Let it happen, God. Let it happen in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our hearts as we sing together.
Spirit of the Lord, fall on me.
Sing it. Spirit of the Lord, fall on me and fill me.
Let's make that our prayer today. Spirit of the living God, fall on me afresh. Lord, we want to become that good soil. We want your word to just absolutely permeate our lives. We want to be filled with your glory and your presence, mighty God. Lord, we pray for our listeners whenever they listen to this, that they would have a desire to be filled with your glory, Lord, to be filled with you and to realize their need for your presence and the need that they each have and we all have for your precious word. Lord, we just pray for them. We intercede for them that they will desire your word, that they'll get into the word, and that their lives will become good soil and they will bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Lord, that is our prayer for each of us. Pastor Jim, Betty, and I, that's our desires, that we become more fruitful for your kingdom and that every day your purpose is fulfilled in our daily lives. Lord, we want to see more people reach out to you as a result of this radio ministry. We want to see more people find you as their personal Lord and Savior, as the one who comes and just fills them up with your presence. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. You get the glory and the praise today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ooh, Betty, I don't know about you, but that song just moves me whenever we play it. Wow.
The word, as it was playing, was renewal.
Yes.
To renew our minds and to renew our spirits is something that the Lord wants to do. And you were talking about the different versions of the Bible. It's just like when I read that in the NIV, then went to the New Living Translation, it talked about the thorns and how it was, you know, weeding things out of worry and fear and life and the lure of wealth, and there's no fruit that's produced. But the Lord wants us to be fruitful.
Yes.
He wants us to be productive in his kingdom, and doesn't necessarily mean that makes us busier. It just means that we stay more focused on him and renew our minds and our spirit. And realize that, you know, to rejuvenate us, to get into the Word and revitalize us, and to renew our spirits and our mind. Renewing of the mind is especially important during these times of difficulty.
Yes.
Is to renew our mind and renew our spirit. So I think the word of the hour for us is renewal.
Yes, it is. Praise God. Pastor Jim, comment on that. Good points, Betty.
I fully agree. I mean, the Lord... And we don't have time not to be renewed.
Right.
I mean, we are...
We don't know how much time we have left.
Yeah, we don't know how much time we have left. And God has indeed called each of us for a purpose. And the only way to get there is to be renewed continually. I mean, this is not just a once-for-all process,
right. Exactly.
Which is why we read, you know, we read our Bibles every day. We get into the Word. We pray. Because it is an ongoing process.
It is.
It's not just, okay, God, I turn it all over to you and boom, it's done. It's an ongoing thing. And that's why we need the word on a daily basis. Just like we can't eat one meal a week and expect to be healthy. We can't just take one, you know, read the Bible on Sunday and think that's going to get us through the next 7 days because it's not.
Right.
It's just like we have to have continual nourishment for our physical bodies. We need that nourishment of the Word, of the fellowship with the Father, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We need that on a continual basis in order to be continually renewed and to be ready for our destiny, for our purpose, so we can be on fire. And when God reveals it to us, we can walk right into it.
Praise God. Good way to sum that up. Betty, let's hear from you. We've only got about 2 minutes, and then we got to do the wrap-up.
Well, I think one of the neat things about the Word of God is that it spans so many things. And like what Pastor Jim was saying, you know, if you just read the Word on Sunday, you know, it's not going to be enough to get you through, and that's going to give the enemy an edge to be able to bring that worry, doubt, and fear upon you.
Exactly.
And again, to the renewing of the mind, is like what Pastor Jim said, just kind of reiterating, paraphrasing it, whatever you want to say, is that it causes us, we should have that drive to want to know, to get to know him better.
Amen.
To get
yes.
into his word and say, I want to know more about
yes.
this thing that they talked about, the sowing of the seed and the crops that are produced, and what can happen to me if I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that
good
should,
point.
That should turn a switch on and say, hey, God, I need more of you in my life and
praise
less
God.
Worry, doubt, and fear.
Ooh, great. All right, Pastor Jim, a final thought.
Just stay in the Word.
Amen.
That's
it.
This whole
that's
thing's
it.
Been about stay in the Word.
That's exactly right. And that's what Beacon of Hope is all about. If you're new to our ministry, we're global, and especially in the last few months with syndication on Starcom Media Network. So we encourage you, go to our website, bohmglobal.com. It's all about the Word. That's what we're about. That's what our shows are about. All those hundreds of shows on our website are there for you to listen to the Word of God and grow by that. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to our Friday night gathering, 6:30 in Clearwater. And currently meeting at the Ramada Inn at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater, easy to find. And just come into the front desk and ask them where the golf room is. That's easy to remember, like the Gulf of Mexico. And that's where we are. And so we welcome everyone. Bring a Bible. We just an interactive Bible study and praise and worship, prayer for your needs every Friday night, 6:30. That's what we do. We are so glad that you've joined us today. Don't forget our Go Yard show on Thursday nights at 6:06. It's a life coaching counseling show, and we welcome you. Betty, do you want to say anything to go here? Are you still there? She didn't hear me.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. Just tell them all goodbye, Betty, because we're getting winding down.
We just pray that God's word comes alive
yes.
to you this,
Amen.
This week, that you are rejuvenated and realize that, you know, God will direct your path and show you your purpose.
Amen. Pastor Jim, Betty, as always, you guys are wonderful.
Always
God bless
great to
you.
Be here.
We love it, don't we? This
yes.
has been Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, and Betty Thomas in Indiana, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And listen to our final song. We love this song so much. It's not far from here to Jesus. It's not. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no